That is pretty strong for an elderly lady.
Jesus sake. She also said, go to Guinea. You ever hear that?
No. Yeah. That's the same thing as...
Yeah. Okay. Kind of a diluted version. Uh-huh. What about if the children are out later than usual? And you might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
apprehensive or worried about them.
You wouldn't feel easy, you'd feel...
feel uneasy.
What about somebody who doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark? You say they're...
Afraid of cat, and afraid of the dark.
Or what about, how would you describe somebody who leaves a lot of money out in open view with the door unlocked? You'd say he's mighty...
Easy with his money? No, not easy with his money. That's something else. He's mighty careless.
Mm. What about?
What? I turn on TV with no sound. Because,
yeah, that's all right.
All right. I'm not going to get much out of it.
Well, watch it.
Okay.
Gotta have that to you, one way or the other.
Turn it down, turn it
down. What about, say if you had an aunt named Lizzie, and she, nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but she just acts kind of...
strange.
Would you ever describe somebody like that by saying she acts kind of queer?
Mm-hmm. Weird. Goofy.
What about somebody who makes up his mind about something, whether he's right or wrong, and just refuses to change his mind? You say he's mighty...
hard-headed, pig-headed, set in his ways.
You ever heard him called mule-headed?
Mule-headed.
Like what about somebody who you just can't joke with him without him losing his temper? You say he's mighty...
straight-laced, hard to get along with.
You ever heard somebody like that called, like, touchy person?
Touchy, yeah. Mother says my disposition is showing.
Well, what about somebody like that? You might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he was going to get...
so uptight about it.
Or if somebody is about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you might say, well, now just...
settle down.
Or keep...
keep cool.
So what about if you've been working all day? You say you're very...
tired.
If you're very, very tired, you're all...
pooped out.
Yeah. Or, let's see. Say you hear somebody's in the hospital. You might say, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it he...
took sick.
Or you might say... let's say if you're going somewhere and you're not in any particular hurry, you might say, oh, we'll get there.
Whenever we get there.
You ever heard people say something like, oh, we'll get there by and by?
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear that? What about if somebody got overheated and chilled at the same time, his eyes and his nose started running? You'd say he caught a...
bad cold.
If it affected his voice, you'd say he's a little...
hoarse.
And if he does that, he's got a little...
cough.
Or, you might say, well, I think I'd better go to bed. I'm feeling a little...
a little bad, a little... queasy, a little...
or if it's just late in the day, you might just be a little...
tired, a little worn out.
And at, you might go to sleep, but at 6 o'clock, you say, I'll... 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll...
feel much better. I'll get up, I'll...
when you open your eyes, you...
wake up.
Or you might say, well, about somebody else, he's still sleeping, you better go...
wake him up.
I wonder what the verb take, the past is...
took, taken.
And if somebody who has trouble hearing, you might say just about stone...
deaf.